Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orel Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orel Hildebrand. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Wurstler moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Puccinelli reaches second base with a double. Wurstler scores. Moses moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Vosmick trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Joe Becker pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Finney for the double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Averill reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and has Higgins trapped. There's the throw to Hale and over to Hughes, who tags Higgins for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer pinch hits for Joe Vozmak. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing right field. Jim Gleason now playing left field. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Averill chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Knickerbocker. Knickerbocker fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Knickerbocker. Finney moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Puccinelli moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puccinelli moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-1, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Worstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Puccinelli. Knickerbocker moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Harry Kelly now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Ralph Weingarna pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Ralph Weingarna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hale steals third. Ralph Weingarna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarna strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder fires to first and picks off Johnson. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gleason hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.